Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I have a family issue that I'd really appreciate some advice on. My daughter has been dating a man for just under 3 months now. They're both in their early 30s, have good jobs, and they seem to be very happy together. Completely inseparable, actually. He seems like a lovely guy from the times I've met him. Last night, they told me that... By the way, there's a clue in there. By the times I've met him. In other words, she hasn't met him that many times. You know, 3 months is not a long time, obviously. You know, for the first month, she probably didn't meet him at all. And the second 2 months, she's probably met him 4 or 5 times. Anyway, seems to be a nice guy. Last night, they told me they were getting married. He asked her over the weekend while they were away in the West. They planned to get married in the Canaries at Christmas with only myself, my husband, her dad, his two parents and two of their close friends because it's going to be small. They don't need the usual saving time that I suppose a lot of couples might need. But at the time they get married, they'll only be together 6 months, barely 6 months. I think it's just way too soon. When I spoke to my husband about it last night, he told me that if they're happy, leave them at it. But I just don't want her to do anything that she might regret in the future. I don't think they could possibly know someone well enough in 3 months to know that you're happy to spend the rest of your life with them. I tried saying this to her and she told me that she knows everything she needs to know and will find the rest out as it matters. Maybe I'm being a little bit over the top. I don't know. I just don't want her to make a mistake. Maybe your listeners have similar situations or have been in a similar situation. It's kind of love at first sight thing, isn't it? I mean, look. What do you make of the woman's email? Do you think it's ever too soon to get married? Or do you believe in love at first sight and think, well, you know, if you know what I mean. When you meet the right person, you just know. I mean, do you ever think it's too soon to get married? Some people have got married very quickly. Other people take years to get married. 20, 30 years. I know people have been together for 20 years and they want to get married now. So, when is too soon to get married? Because it is a massive commitment and it is a legal commitment as well, by the way. That's something very important to point out. It's not just a commitment to each other in a relationship, to love each other and respect each other and all that kind of carry on. It's, you're signing a legal document. Because if you ever don't want to be married to them anymore, and believe me, I know all about it, you spend a long time getting away and you spend a long time sorting out all the legalities of who owns what. Anyway, do you think it's too soon? 3 months and they're getting married. Well, 6 months they're going to end up getting married, but 3 months and he's asked her to marry him and she's jumping in, absolutely delighted about it. Is that too soon? If that was your daughter, your son, your friend, would you say, hold the hog here? You know, I think you should wait a little while. I remember a mate of mine got married after 2 months and I remember saying it to him at the time. I think you know with a couple whether they're right for each other, and I didn't think they were right for each other. And I said, are you sure? And I remember going to the wedding. And at the wedding, I did say to a friend of mine, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think this is going to last. 6 months later, they were looking to get a separation. Now, in that case, I knew they weren't right for each other. You know when you just know? And then sometimes you'll see a couple and you go, they're made for each other. So, realistically, these two seem to get on very well. They're inseparable, she says. But is it too soon to get married? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. How soon is too soon? Tell us your story. Maybe you got married after a few weeks. I know nowadays you have to wait a certain period of time by law, don't you? You have to inform the church and all that kind of carry on. I think the law now is 6 months, isn't it? You have to have known the person 6 months or three months. 3 months, is it? Thank you, Ashley. Yeah, 3 months. Whereas there was a time where you could literally meet somebody and marry them the next day if you really wanted to. Michelle, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good. Well, you could meet somebody and marry them the next day if you wanted at one stage. You can still do it in most countries, but in Ireland you can't. You have to wait 3 months now.
Well, there is that thing, you know, marry in haste, repent at leisure.
Right. Marry in haste, repent at later.
Repent at leisure.
Oh, sorry. They said repent later. Right, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, did you marry in haste or did you get married?
Oh, no, I did. I got married and I got married quite young and, like, it didn't work out. But like, we had three kids and, you know, I mean, I have no regrets in that regard.
Yeah.
But when I heard the story, it reminded me of going on a boat trip one time and, you know, the cave and cabin thing out in Portugal. And I'm not the best sailor. And I've dodgy tummy. And anyway, we're heading out. It's all beautiful. And I turned to the lady who was serving drinks and I said, oh, this is gorgeous. And she said, you're in the pond. You haven't got to the sea yet.
Oh, right. you were thinking, this is nice and calm.
Yeah, exactly. And we had, and when we got to the sea, let me assure you, I knew all about it then.
I'd say you did. So you went green at that stage, did you? Yeah.
I was the only one who actually stayed where I was and literally watched my watch the whole way out for the hour and a half and the whole way back. And then I could have a vino on the way back because I was feeling wet.
See, that's never bothered me. I've been on some really bad Stena sailings, for example, and that has never bothered me. My son, on the other hand, can't even sit in the back of a car. So, yeah. I know what it can be like for people who have that kind of motion sickness.
Yeah, but it was just making the same analogy. So, like, you were asking there, is it, you know, could you fall in love at first sight? I think you fall in lust. You know, love is more than just, you know, something that happens in 3 months. You have to really know somebody because you have to love the bits that you don't like as much as the bits that you do like. And I don't think that in 3 months you can find out all that about somebody.
I don't know. I think I would disagree and think you can. There is such thing as love at first sight. I think you know when you meet somebody if that's the person you would like to spend the rest of your life with. I do believe that can happen.
But then if that was the case, you know, then there wouldn't be such a divorce rate in Ireland because most people go into a marriage thinking they're in love.
Well, yes, but people do fall out of love. That doesn't mean they weren't in love in the first place. They do fall out of love.
But how much can you know about somebody in 3 months? You know, you haven't seen them in lots of different testing situations to know what they're going to be like in a situation that may not even have occurred yet because you're in a bubble.
But when I met my partner, like, we talked for like 4 and 5 hours a day on the phone because obviously she lives a bit of a distance away from me. And we talked for 4 or 5 hours on the phone and then whatever opportunity we had to meet, we'd meet. So, you know, I genuinely believe, you know, within that short period of time, I knew a lot about her. And I think that was the key to the relationship was a lot of communication and honesty and openness and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that comes with age. I would say the same thing. I would say at my age now that I would know in a couple of months whether I would want to be with somebody, this person, I would hope to have a long-term relationship with them.
Yeah.
Because I think you're much more mature and I think you know what the pitfalls are. When you're young, you don't even know what the pitfalls
are. Well, that's what I thought. You know, second time round, you kind of know, yeah. Well, I'm not going down that route again.
Yeah. And you know the things to look out for in somebody that you just know that you couldn't live with again.
You know what you didn't like for the last whatever it was that you were married and what parts you didn't like, so I'm not going to go for that again. So,
exactly.
So second time round, they do say that marriages second time round work better.
Yes, I think because you have a much clearer idea of what, you know, and sometimes when you're that bit older, you're not looking. Girls think a lot about the wedding and the dress and the waltz and kind of moment that they're going to be this very happy family. When you have all that ticked already, you're much more looking at the person in my eyes and seeing, do I really like this person? Is this person right for me? As opposed to, you know, the Cinderella moment, I think that younger...
Yeah, but when you said it's lust, that kind of indicates that you're more into the intimacy of the, you know, the kind of excitement of that intimacy when you meet somebody new. And I don't, I think yeah, there's part of that too, but I think there's more to it than that. I mean,
they can love them. I think they believe their love. I don't, that was a bit trite. I didn't mean it just lust as in you want them to, you know, your body. Or
jumping into their bed all the time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think it's...
Although a lot of that will probably go on too, yeah.
You are, like, that would be my attitude, but, you know, no, it's not, I just don't, I think you've blinkers on. I think we all have blinkers on.
Do you think we go around with, like, rose-tinted glasses for the first few months?
I think we do, and I think we're on our best behaviour. You know, we show our best side. It takes time and situations to show what you really are made of and how you deal with situations.
Mm.
Because, you know, like, I remember going away when I was married on this trip to Cork every year with my friend. And inevitably, there was never not a trip that there wasn't a phone call from home. You know, something going on at home all the time. And because of the way their dad did stuff around the house, whatever. And what I'm saying is it was always very annoying. That kind of thing, because I come home and the house would be like a kip and you'd wonder why you ever went away in the first place. You know? What I'm saying is it's little things, but they're the little things that could be the difference in a relationship.
And do you think the mother is right to be kind of getting involved and telling the daughter, well, look, this is a little bit too soon. Maybe you should wait a little while.
I think she's right to express her opinion. I'm not necessarily sure that her daughter is going to listen to her. And her daughter is an adult. And will make...
Well, she's in her 30s, by the way. She's not even a child. Well, when I say she's not even a young adult, she's in her 30s.
And I think sometimes, I mean, like, I have most of my kids are mostly in their 30s, and I have found it very hard. But what I've learned over the years, you know, you express your opinion, but at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do. And it's very hard to stand on the sidelines, even if you truly believe they're making a mistake, but you can't control it. The only actions you can control are your own. You can't control anybody else's.
Okay, well, stay there just a second. I want to go to Valerie as well. Valerie in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
I'm good, Niall. How are you getting on?
Good. Been there, bought the T-shirt, Valerie, yeah?
Same, me too, Niall.
Yeah, bought a few T-shirts. Bought the shop full of them.
But you fell on your feet by the sounds of it, so...
Well, I did, yeah. I met the most amazing woman, so...
Great, I'm delighted.
Yeah, and I'd marry her in the morning.
Yeah, would you have 3 months later, though?
Absolutely. I would have, only for I was still married. It took me 4.5, nearly 5 years to get... I won't say what I'm going to say next. But it took me to get a divorce. Sorry, that would be the best way of wording that, yeah.
That's it.
Mm. But the point is, I mean, there is such thing as love at first sight. Would you agree, Valerie?
I don't. I mean, there is probably such a thing as physical. When you see somebody physically, they're beautiful, you might say you love them, but you don't know anything about that person.
Ah, no, that would be very shallow to say that you love someone based on how they look.
No, but what I'm saying to you is love at first sight.
I know, but I mean, okay, that's a slight exaggeration. But yeah, when you see somebody, of course, you're very attracted to them. And that's an attraction is part of it all. Yeah.
Yes.
But when you talk to them, I'm talking about when you communicate with somebody for the first time. I'm not saying literally on looking at somebody going, you know, oh, I love her. I don't even know her, but I love her. No, I mean, you know, after you've talked to them for the first time and you get a sense of who they are, surely, you know, you can love somebody from that point.
I wouldn't think so at all.
No?
That's the sense of them now. Not at all. Sure, there's so many people get duped that way.
Yeah.
You know, because there's an awful lot of con artists out there. I mean, a person, when you meet them for the first time, whatever the circumstances, whether it is a friend, a romantic relationship, a job or whatever, they're going to put their best side out to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, to be honest, if a person, I believe, takes the sanctity of marriage seriously, not everyone does, you know, as a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, I do. Well,
yes,
I did.
And I do too. I'd be very old school that way, and I'm the same as you. I mean, I'm divorced as well, but I do take it extremely seriously. When I went into it, it was for life.
Yeah.
Certain things happen and that can change down the line
mm-hmm.
after giving it a fair shot. But not everybody feels that way. But if you do, I think it's ludicrous and it makes a mock of the whole thing to actually meet somebody and get married in 3 months.
So you don't believe that you can know somebody in 3 months?
Absolutely not.
And in three months, if they have a temper, they've probably lost it. In 3 months, if they're messy, they've probably been messy. In 3 months, if they're lazy, you'll probably figure that out. In 3 months, if they're mean, you'll figure that out. I think you'll figure a lot out in 3 months.
Not at all. You'd have to live with a person, I actually believe.
So if you want to know me, come live with me.
Absolutely. And I mean, what is engagement not a thing anymore? Do people not get engaged before they get married? To me, if you love somebody, like, what's the rush? You know, I mean, why not get engaged at Christmas and then move in together for a year and postpone it for one more year? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with doing that? You see, the thing is, Niall, okay, marriage is a ceremony. And as I said, I'm old school and I take it seriously. But what is sad today is a lot of people that rush into these things and then you have children, they're brought into the equation. And then families break up. In your case and in my case, our children weren't really young children.
Yeah.
Mine were, you know what I mean, a good age, kind of educated almost and the whole lot. But you see an awful lot of people and it's a very difficult thing to juggle. And it's very sad for the children when relationships break up and there's 3 or 4 very young kids. They're going between the mother and the father in different relationships.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it becomes a minefield. So all this romance and the whole lot is absolutely wonderful. But, you know, with marriage, if you intend to have a family and all that, I think it needs to be taken.
Maybe that's why the second marriage has worked so well, because you don't have the complications usually of having children and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly. And you're more mature and you've learned, you know what I mean, a lot more about relationships. I mean, relationships take a massive amount of work.
So you're telling me that if anybody out there listening at the moment and only knows somebody 3 months, don't even dare ask them to marry you. It's way too soon.
Go live with them for a year. Go live with them for a year. And if you want to after that, then off you go. Now, particularly at that age, I wouldn't say that's a 20-year-old now because they're not mature enough. They haven't had life's experience. Do you remember there recently you had somebody on, I think the mother wrote in again, a boy was going out with a girl. He wasn't even finished school. He was just doing his leave search or something. Wanted to move in with a separated girl with 3 years.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? He was so young. He had no life experience.
I would say, going back to what Michelle was saying that was lust. That was probably, you know, a young lad, inexperienced, with a woman with three kids and thought he was great. John Wayne in the big picture. Yeah.
Now, this couple are a good age. That's a great age. I'd have no issue with anything.
Yeah, but so
like
the two of them are in their 30s. They met, and the mother says they're inseparable.
Previous relationships. But even I don't even know about people that have no life experience with other relationships, meeting your first love at 16 and getting married at 20. I don't even know if that's a great thing. I think, you know, I can...
You're right, actually. Myself. I think that's probably a recipe for disaster.
It's actually a bad thing, actually, I think, because I think that's what happened an awful lot of us in the 80s when we got married.
Yeah, a lot of people do get separated or divorced from their childhood sweethearts because they've never experienced life.
Never experienced life, and you've no idea what's good and what are the red flags in a relationship. When I look back now, I can see the major waving like mad. But I didn't see it when I was 20 or 21.
Okay, but stay there. Let me go to Samantha as well. And, oh, hold on, I just switch her on here. Hold on, do apologise. Samantha, sorry, you're on Ireland's Classic
Hits. How are you doing, Niall?
Good. So 3 months, Samantha, they want to get married. They're going to get married at Christmas. Do you think it's a good idea?
I'd say go for it.
Right.
Oh, God.
Gosh. Well, no, let Samantha explain.
I know every relationship is different, and I do believe in love at first sight.
Okay.
From my own experience.
Okay.
And I do know...
Who is he? What's his name? Younger. What's his name, Samantha?
Right, so I'll start off at the beginning. I was in a relationship from the time I was 15 up till I was 20 and thought, yeah, this is going to happen. It's the one. And it didn't. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when I was 20, I met up with another guy. And after about a week, I talked to myself. And I even said to my mother, this is the one. I knew straight away from the fourth night I met him, even though I didn't even speak to him the fourth night.
Why didn't you speak to him the first? Why didn't you speak to him the first night?
I was really shy, and we were sitting in company together, and it was the following week we went out on a date.
Right. Okay.
40 years later, well, he actually proposed to me after 4 weeks.
Right.
And I kind of was a little bit taken back.
But you were delighted.
I was delighted, but pretended, you know, it's too soon. Even though I would have loved to say yes straight away, so I kind of said, look, we'll wait and see. So we waited another 3 weeks and we got engaged.
You waited another 3 weeks.
Yeah. So we did get engaged.
Yeah.
And we got married fairly soon.
Okay.
And 30 years later with 6 children and I'm more in love now than I've ever been with.
Ah, Valerie, are you listening to this woman?
It's actually fabulous, but I'd say she's more the exception than the rule.
Ah, no. She knew. Samantha knew he was the right man.
That's a real love story. It's actually lovely.
Yeah, well, Samantha, what's his name? What's his name?
His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy, and does he listen to the show?
He's probably in work now, so no, he's not.
All right, okay. Well, Jimmy, look, Jimmy, you've got to keep her there. She loves you to bits. Now, so what I'm saying is, I completely agree with Samantha. I think, now, look, don't get me wrong. It could all go pear-shaped after a few years. But at that particular moment, if you believe you've met the right person, don't let them go.
Go for it, yeah.
Go for it.
I have friends that were together for 5 and 6 years and got married 10 years down the line and their marriages didn't survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nothing to do. You know. It's as simple as that.
Yep, Valerie, I'm agreeing with her. Me and Samantha are on Team Niall here.
So if your son or daughter and I come to you now in the next couple of months and meet a girl or a guy 3 months later, and would you give them your blessing?
Yeah, because when I met Karen, I knew immediately. Oh, sorry, I think there's a radio on the background there. I knew immediately that absolutely she was the one. And here I am, 4.5 years later, well, a bit more than that, and I love her more now than I did the day I met her. So
the relationship that's working.
Yeah,
but
it's an amazing relationship.
Usually you wouldn't know somebody in 3 months, more often than not. I wouldn't think so anyway. I don't even think you'd know a friend in that length of time. I don't even think you'd really know your puppy if you got a dog.
Would you stop, for God's sake?
I actually don't. I'm
sorry. Samantha, you have 6 kids.
I have 6 kids, yeah.
How old is the oldest?
My oldest is 27.
Okay. God, you don't sound that old, Samantha. But how old is the youngest?
My youngest is 10.
Okay, so there's a nice spread there. Nice even spread.
Yeah.
That just sounds, and you're very family orientated by the sounds of things as well.
You know what? I love the bones of him and I would never change him for the world. He's absolutely the most amazing person in the world.
You got a gym.
Ashley is even putting on the lip outside here. She's going to start crying.
I just can't say any more about him. But as I said, as the years went on, we just got stronger and stronger. And I mean, I tell him very often how much I love him, and he's the same with me.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's amazing, and that's what it's all about. I mean, the same here, you know, I feel the same way. Like, I text Karen, I mean, they slag me in work here. We probably exchange about 200 texts every single day. Myself
and I'm the same. My husband, in my phone, my husband is down as my beauty.
Oh.
And everybody slags me, but I don't care. I actually, when I'm in the car and I'm saying, call my beauty, the kids could be laughing at me.
I think, see, Valerie, this is what life is all about.
She should give advice to people that are thinking of going up the aisle, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and this is a Samantha, you know, is what life is all about. It's about finding the right person, knowing it's the right person, and then making it the right person. Because, you know, look, marriage is not easy. There's the ups and downs, the arguments every now and again, the trials and tribulations. But you make it work. And when you make it work, you continue to love that person. As you rightly pointed out, Valerie, earlier on, I think it was Michelle might have said, you know, you also love the bad bits too. You know what I mean? There's bad bits because nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? I'm sure.
The biggest advice I'd give to anybody in a relationship is talk to each other.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, talking. If you can't talk to somebody, what's the point?
No, because if you don't tell somebody, listen, I don't like when you do that, what happens is that starts to fester in your mind.
Yes. And then it builds and builds and builds.
So communication is the key.
Communication is the key to success with your partner.
Michelle! Angela, or should I say, Samantha's going to write a book.
Good on When my opinion is a very generalized opinion, obviously, you know, that kind of thing. I can't speak for that couple because I don't know them, anything about them. So I'm sure there are exceptions to every rule, like Samantha there. Good luck to her, and I'm delighted it's all worked out, and she sounds like a wonderful woman and very blessed, and he's very blessed to have her as well. You know, but I just think, look, the question really was, the mother can do nothing about it. If this couple have made their mind up, you know, and they're not returning, there's nothing she can do about it. And she will have to, you know, sit on the sidelines. She's expressed her opinion. Now she's going to have to let them do what they want to do.
But was she even right to express her opinion? Should she not just give them their blessing and say, well, look, if that's what she wants, that's what she wants?
No, you know, because she's her mother. And, you know, and as her mother, she has a right.
It's a bit negative, isn't it? It's a bit, you know, your mother comes along and goes, yeah, sure.
She's a parent.
No, it's not. I think that, to do that. Because you want to be happy for them. You want to be happy for them. You don't want to be the thorn in their side, you know, but you want to be sure that she, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And then she has no choice but to, you know, to say, well, best of luck to you. And she has to make the most of it.
I remember my mother on my wedding day said to me, are you sure you want to do this? You know, you don't have to go through with it. So mothers do get involved every now and again.
They do, but I think you have to stand back. I think, you know, she's expressed her opinion now. Her daughter has chosen, maybe not to heed it. And that's fine. She's an adult and she's entitled to make her choice.
And Samantha, when you met your beauty first, did your mother or father get involved and say, ah, come on, Samantha, now, this is a bit quick. This is all a bit rushed now. Slow down.
Well, they did. My dad, I think, was more concerned. He was kind of saying, you know, it is going very, very quick. But, you know, at the end of the day, to make your decision, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I've done what I had to do, and that was it. I knew in my heart that he was the one.
Yeah.
You know, I just...
Sorry, James.
I don't say anymore.
James says in text, you should have listened to your mother, Niall. Yeah, probably. Maybe that's not a nice thing to say.
The more you tell your kids not to do something, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I agree. And they might do it to rebel against you for the opposite reason and for the wrong reasons. And, you know, but look, marriage is not easy. It's not, you know, it's not a walk in the park sometimes. It can be a little bit of work, but it shouldn't be too much work. Because if it is too much work, you're obviously with probably the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but a lot of people forget that they have to work at it.
Yeah.
They think the work is done when they put the wedding ring on your finger.
Yeah.
It's a process.
It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
If you don't do it, it'll fail.
And nobody should be wearing the pants. See this idea that somebody wears the pants. Everything should be done together. And both parties should support each other through the ups and downs. And that's what marriage is all about. You know, because it's difficult. Got to take a break. Thank you, Samantha. You're wonderful. I think everybody listening today now has just been reignited in love listening to Samantha talking about her beauty. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking you to believe in love at first sight, because this woman has met some guy 3 months together. He's asked her to marry him at Christmas, which is literally 6 months after they met. And the mother's going, it's a bit soon. Small wedding in the Canaries, just her and the husband and two friends and their parents. And that'll be it. It'll be, what, seven people at the wedding in the Canaries at Christmas. They just want to get married as soon as possible. They're inseparable. Is it too soon? Is it ever too soon to get married? I don't think so. Absolutely not. Somebody says, Niall, would you really just get married again tomorrow? You've been married already. Surely you learned your lesson. Absolutely not. I would get married tomorrow. Absolutely. Because I've met the right person. That's the way I feel.
Whether it's too soon or not isn't really important. But what is important is, if she does push her daughter, will she change her mind? Or will it just drive a wedge between them and then she won't even be at the wedding?
Oh, that could happen, yeah.
Hi, Niall. Good afternoon. They must be absolutely off their rockers to go and get married after 3 months. I mean, what's the big deal? You sign a bit of paper and, you know, what changes? You know what I mean? Like, come on, give it time. You know, I know people who have not got married until they were, you know, 30, 40 years together, and they just did it eventually after having kids and raised them and still together. I think it can be the deal breaker sometimes, and you know, after the wedding, you can kind of say, oh, well, now I'm sort of stuck or contracted to this person now, and if I want to get away, my God, do you know what I mean? Like, the trouble you'll go through. So yeah, I think they're absolutely crazy. Love the show. Paul here. Thanks, Niall.
All right, thanks to that Paul. He thinks they're crazy.
I met my husband December 1979. He asked me to marry him February 1980. We didn't get married at the time, as we were preparing for our wedding. We were married 33 years in 2014 when he passed away. I miss him a lot, and we were very happy. So I do believe at love at first sight.
Oh, my condolences on the loss of your husband. That sounded like a wonderful marriage, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me go to Mantis. Mantis, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Mantis?
How you doing, Niall? Love the show. Thanks for taking me on here.
Mantis, okay, 3 months, she knows him and he's asked her to marry him, so they get married at Christmas, which in total will be 6 months. I mean, is that too quick?
Well, first of all, no, I don't think so. Like, first of all, they had, as you said, like adults, you know, over 30, so I think they're...
Yeah, they're grown-ass people, yeah.
Yeah, I would not say about my story. Like, you know, when I got married, I was like only 20 years old, right? And I knew my wife a month and a half.
So, you knew her a month and a half?
Yeah, so we met like, you know, in the end of April, and in June we got married. So now later 20 years,
okay,
we're still together. And
still happy, still in love?
Oh, it's my, I'm always saying it's my lottery.
Now, I know in Ireland, a lot of people traditionally got married very quickly if the woman got pregnant. In the old days here in Ireland, that was called a shotgun wedding. That's what they used to call them, shotgun weddings, because the father would be waiting with the shotgun.
I know, that it's pretty much a similar situation with me, but it wasn't. I'm originally from Lithuania, and it was the case what she got pregnant, you know. And,
oh, did she? Oh, right. Yeah, that's a coincidence.
And I just can't leave her. So yeah, it was like, you know, maybe.
Well, you can if you well nowadays no, people do no, yeah, but you no, don't have to.
No, I thought what I just cannot. So at the beginning it was a lot of love and she was so beautiful and nice and this and that. But then when you got married, it's a work. You mentioned that it is.
Do you, by the way, Mantis? Do you believe? Are you Christian? By the way, would you be Catholic?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So do you believe that if you're with a girl and she gets pregnant for you, do you believe you have an obligation to marry her?
No. It wasn't that. It's just, I just like you see, I was grow up without a father, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, okay.
I thought what...
Because that would have been the case many years ago. It was all, you know, look, if a girl got pregnant many years ago, it was just assumed you have to get married. That was just the way it was.
It wasn't nothing to do with the church.
But you genuinely loved her, yes.
I love her very much at that time. And as I said, later on, when we have now we have two daughters, like at that time when she when we got the first child, like it was very hard and it was ups and downs, and nobody says it was going to be easy. And,
no,
and you know, in marriage, it is a bit of work you need to do, both of you. And as I said, like for me, my wife, it was like a big jackpot for me. You know.
So, what would you do if your daughter came to you at 20 and said she knew a guy 3 months and they're going to get married?
Oh, I don't know. No.
It's different when it's your own daughter, isn't it? Huh?
No, and I'm not saying, like, even my mother. I recently was talking with my mother. She said, you come from her after 2 weeks, and you said, "What, we need to talk." Or after 3 weeks, and she said, "Oh no, you know." So nobody believe it. Nobody. A lot of people. Just very few people believe it, and what it's going to be all good. Mm. But most important, we believe it. Myself and my wife, you know. So if these people thinking, well, that's what we want, like, I think go for it.
But that's it, yeah, and be happy for you. Thank you for that, Mantis. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number 087-188-0008. Different when it's your own daughter, isn't it? Amy, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Amy?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
Good, Amy. What advice would you give to somebody if they say they want to get married after 3 months?
I'm in my 30s, right? And I use dating sites, and I, quite frankly, I can tell you, if you make it to 3 months in this day and age with somebody, you're meant for life.
They're a keeper.
That's it. I mean, if you can get past 2 weeks, you're doing well.
Oh, I tell you, God love you using dating sites. I'd hate to be in that situation. I mean, I don't. I mean, anybody I've spoken to about dating sites or Tinder or any of these other sites, you know, they're not having much luck. I mean, basically, it seems to be a lot of people just looking for hookups.
Look, I mean, you can pre-populate your entire conversation with some people in your bio. you could get 30 messages a day all saying, hi, how are you? And to be blunt about it, they don't give a shit how I'm doing. If I'm having the worst day in my life, it's not going to affect them. So why are they asking? Be yourself, show your personality. And like, I even have wrote in my bio, I will not respond to, hey, how are you? How are you doing? Or any other variation. Because it just becomes the same monotonous conversation. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Good.
And do lads send you inappropriate pictures?
You can't on the likes of Tinder.
Right, okay.
You don't have that ability. And I mean, like, I wouldn't give out my contact information for anything else, you know, unless I was fully sure that, you know, the person wasn't a gobshite. But like,
I mean, I spoke to somebody recently who was on a dating site, and, you know, they'd met a couple of people, you know, to see how things went, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's somebody in their 40s or 50s. And there was one guy, he sent me a message, and I kind of said, well, okay, he seems like a nice guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'd sent a couple of messages back and forward that evening. And I don't know what side it was she was on, but she said within a half an hour he was asking me, could you send me a picture of your breasts? And I went, what? And I said, you've only met the guy. And she said, I know. I said, I didn't reply, obviously. And I haven't replied to him since.
I got a message from a person, the first message. Hi, send me a photo and I'll come straight over. I'll bring a bottle of wine or something stronger if you would. Like, that was the first message from somebody. Like, in what universe are somebody going to be like, yeah, no problem.
No problem. I'm ready and waiting.
Come away over. Yeah. You know, it doesn't happen. And I mean, common sense, logic, it just does not prevail on there. The odd time you'll find somebody you can have a conversation with, then they wind up having their own massive issues that you're kind of going, okay, look, I don't know you. I'm not taking all of that issues on board. But yeah, as I say, like, look, 3 months in this day and age.
And why,
in your 30s.
Amy, you know, you're a young woman in your 30s. Why dating sites? I'm just curious. Like, I understand COVID has made it more difficult, of course, for people to get out and about. And that probably hasn't helped people who were singletons over the last 18 months. But look, we're out of that now, hopefully. And we're all back out again. And we're going to restaurants. We're going to bars and all that kind of carry on. So why dating sites? I mean,
like,
what happened the old way of just meeting people?
When you get older, it does make it difficult. Like, put me in my circumstances. I'm a single parent. I work full time. I commute 15 hours a week just to and from work and dropping my son off to preschool.
Right.
So by the time I get home in the evening, I have a house. I bought a house two and a half years ago.
Well done, so by the way, to you for doing that and for managing to do all that.
So, I mean, like, look, I'm still doing up the garden and stuff around here. So every free second that I have is either spent, you know, and I'm also in the middle of doing a bachelor's degree kind of on the side, as well as working full time.
And what bachelor's degree are you studying?
Management diploma in insurance.
Okay. All right. Well done. Okay. And good luck at that. And I hope that works out well for you. That'll get you a few extra quid.
Yeah, like I'm a commercial broker as it is, so you know I'm kept going, and you know I work.
So in other words, you don't have time to be going out looking for people.
Exactly.
So online dating is handy, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I do like my downtime is spent trying to catch up on housework. If my kid is going to his dad's house, you know, I'm trying to catch up on laundry. You know, and
actually, will you do me a favor, Amy? I want to continue this conversation. Will you stay with me because I have to go to a break? Will you just stay there? Okay, stay there, Amy. I'm going to come straight back to you.
I met my husband December 1979. He asked me to marry him February.
I think we had that one already, didn't we? Yes, we did have that one. I do apologize. Sorry about that. Yes, that was the one I meant to play.
Hi, Niall. I met my husband when I was 16. We got married when I was 18. He was 19. We're 36 years married now, and we're still very much in love. We've raised 3 children. They're all grown up. The youngest is 30. And you can't tell anyone what they feel. They have to find out. But it worked out for us. Thank you. Bye.
Amy, are you hopeful you're going to find love?
Look, I'm not out there looking for it. You know,
Don't be fooling yourself. We're all looking for that. It's like the golden goose. We are all looking for the right person, aren't we? Really?
I'd be open-minded. Like, again, you see, because I have so much on my plate and I'm constantly kept going. For me, if I meet somebody, I meet them. If I don't, I don't. Like, I am quite happy and content in my own company.
Right, okay.
So, like, me going out to meet somebody in a pub isn't really ideal, because if I'm going out to a pub, you know, I'm out there with my friends. I'm enjoying my night. I don't really want to be, you know, having some drunk lad coming up trying to...
Can I ask you a personal question? And please don't take this disrespectfully, but do you find it a bit of a disadvantage, the fact that you are a single parent with children? Because I remember when I was young, I think I was about 17, and I met this girl. I was only with her for about 3 or 4 weeks, but she had a child. And I remember going back to my dad, who was a real conservative. My dad was a staunch Catholic and real conservative. And I said, you know, I want to bring a new girlfriend around. Oh, is it your such and such? And I went, yeah. Won't be coming into this house. And I said, what? She won't be coming into this house. Oh, my son is not going to be with any secondhand goods. And there is still that kind of stigma around, and that I don't want to be hooking up with somebody who already has a ready-made family. So is that a disadvantage to you, Amy?
With me, no. Like, I've only ever had one person actually be quite nasty online. They turned around and they were like, oh, I can see you have baggage. I'm not getting involved
baggage.
With that.
Oh, yeah. Kids are
so
baggage, yeah.
My response to that person then was like, well, it's kind of weird that you're automatically assuming that you're going to be taking on a parental role to somebody who you haven't even met. Have you got some psychological issues? You know, why would you push yourself that extreme? And the guy quickly unmatched himself.
See, as we get older, that's going to be a fact of life. Because look, I'm, you know, 57 years of age, soon to be 58 by the end of this month. And when I knew, you know, when I got divorced, I knew when I had met somebody else, it was clear that the person I meet at that age most likely is going to have baggage, if that's what you call it, or is going to have children, because they've obviously been in a relationship before, because very few people are single up to the age of 57. So they're going, you know, anybody you meet is going to, you know, have their own history behind them. But I'm just wondering, from a dating point of view online, does it matter? Does it make a difference?
Like, again, I don't think so, but like, I think with me, like, I have a lot going for me. You know, I have my house, I have a full-time job, I have a couple of cars, I bought a motorbike the other day. You know,
look at you mad thing on your motor and your motor, Hell's Angel, but come on. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, like, look, I have a lot going for me, so I don't feel the effects of it, and I have it wrote on my bio that, like, you know, I work there, I have a child, you know.
Yeah.
So from the outset, like, somebody can decide whether they want to talk to me or not, you know?
Be careful on that motorbike, just before we go. Be careful on that motorbike.
If it doesn't bother me at all. You know, people are entitled to, you know, decide they don't want to be with somebody that have kids. You know, I wouldn't take any offence to that. Some people do, but I think that's their own personal issue.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, like,
Well, look, well, look, Amy, I'm running out of time, but all I'll say to you is, look, good luck, you know, in whatever you're doing, by the way, and you seem to be doing a wonderful job at raising your children and getting an education for yourself and keeping a career going and juggling all that and managing to run the home all at the same time. It's not an easy task, and well done to you, and you deserve every bit of luck that you have, and I appreciate you coming on the air, Amy, and sharing that with us.
Perfect.
All right, thanks very much indeed. All right. What a wonderful woman. What a great woman. Great to see people doing well in life, isn't it?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.